今天很高兴有机会能够跟大家一起来分享一个好消息。
Today I'm really happy to be able to share this wonderful news.
就是刚才我们诗歌所唱的那个救恩的好消息。
So it's in the hymn that we just sang. It's the gospel's good news.
这个好消息呢是关系到一个人。
This salvation good news has to do with a person.
就是我们如果我们可能就拿到那个今天聚会的单张。所以我们这个好消息关于到人就是耶稣基督。
So there's the paper that you all received. This person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天主题就是耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
So our topic today is Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
我们还是有段经文圣经上的话跟大家一起来分享。
And so there's a passage in the Bible that we're going to share about.
约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节。
John chapter 11 verses 25 to 26.
耶稣对他说：复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
今年是2019年。
This year is 2019.
所以大概在2119年之前。
So approximately more than 2019 years ago.
那个时间上可能有几年的那个不差别。
There's probably a couple years difference.
神的儿子耶稣基督他降生在地上。
But Jesus, God's son was born on earth.
所以这个时间是跟耶稣有关的。
So this year has to do with Jesus.
我们中国人说是那个公元2019年。
So in Chinese or in English as well, we say it's the Common Era 2019.
但是英文上是说耶稣后，主耶稣后2019年。
But in English it can be 2019 AD, which is after Jesus.
所以公元前，我们中国人说是公元前，但是在英文里面说是在耶稣基督之前。
So in the past we would say BC before Christ or before Common Era, but in English it says before Christ.
所以如果我们注意一下这个时间的话，就是跟耶稣有关。
So even time has to do with Jesus.
所以两千多年之前，耶稣降生在地上。
So 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born on earth.
神的儿子成为人的样式。
God's son became in the form of a man.
就是跟我们一样，有这个肉身的神人的样式。
So just like us, we having a human body.
就是他降卑他自己。
So he humbled himself.
在地上，他大概有生活了三十三年半。
On earth, he lived about 33 years.
他跟我们一样，也经过各样的试探，各样的磨难。
Like us, he went through many temptations, many trials.
但他没有任何的犯罪。
But he never sinned.
他从三十岁开始，在地上开始传道。
At the age of 30, he began to preach on earth.
并且他也他有医病赶鬼。
And he also healed people. He also cast out evil spirits.
他行了很多的神迹。
He performed many miracles.
他的目的就是要来寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人。
The purpose for doing so is to save us who are lost.
所以当时有很多人都信他就是神的儿子，是基督。
So at the time, many people believed in him, believed that he was the Son of God, that he is the Christ.
基督就是那个受膏者。
The Christ means the Messiah or the Anointed One.
就是救主。
Is the one who is our Savior.
也很多人也信他就是犹太人、以色列人的王。
And many people also believe that he was the king of the Jews.
但是呢，还是有一些不法的人反对他，而且陷害他。
But there are still people who opposed him and tried to kill him.
当时有些官长也不认识基督。
Some officials did not know him.
所以把他就抓起来了。
So they took him.
把他作为罪犯抓起来。
They treated him as a criminal and arrested him.
但是却查不出任何的罪，他身上有任何的罪。
But they couldn't find any crime or any sins that he had done.
所以他是他口里边没有任何的诡诈。
And there was no deceit found in his words.
但是他受害的时候也不开口。
And even when he was being persecuted, he didn't speak.
但是那些不法的人还是求着官长，那些官长把他给杀了。
But those officials, they still killed him.
所以神的儿子最后就为我们被钉在十字架上。
So God's son in the end for us was crucified on the cross.
但是三天以后，神叫他从死里复活。
But 3 days later, God raised him from the dead.
十字架当时就是两根木头拼在一起，就是十字架。
The cross and the path is just two pieces of wood nailed to each other.
那时候是当时的罗马是对犯死罪的人最重的刑罚。
So that during that time, that was the most severe punishment that the Romans could inflict.
是一种极大的羞辱，也是极重的苦难。
It was great shame and great suffering for criminals.
所以为什么神的儿子没有任何的罪，为什么要被钉在十字架上呢？
So why did the Son of God who had no sin have to be nailed and treated like a criminal?
因为这是在天上父神的心意。
Because this was the will of the Heavenly Father.
父神定义要叫他的儿子为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Our God, because of our sins, he wanted his son to be nailed to the cross.
今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
但是就像我们刚才祷告的，我们地上的父亲是不完全。但是天父是完全的，他爱我们，他不愿意我们这些罪人沉沦。
But just like what we prayed, our earthly father is flawed, but our heavenly father loves us and wants to be with us.
所以他爱我们到一个地步，把他独生儿子耶稣舍了，让他为我们的罪挂在十字架上。
He loves us so much that instead of punishing us, he sent his son to die in our place.
所以我们都是罪人。
So we are all sinners.
我们可能会在问为什么我们是罪人，有什么可以证明我们是罪人。
We may ask, why are we sinners? What can prove that we are sinners?
其实我们都不认识我们自己。
To say the truth, all of us do not understand ourselves.
我们可能认为如果这个人是罪人的话，他首先是犯法或者是犯罪，他才是罪人。
We may think a sinner, that's like a criminal, that's someone who has committed crimes against society.
我们中国人对这个罪的概念，就说是一种可能跟那个圣经上讲的是不一样。
The way Chinese, the way we think about sin is slightly different from how the Bible thinks about sin.
所以英文里边罪，它圣经里边这个罪跟我们所讲的英文是那个 sin。
So the Bible, the biblical term for sin, is sin.
我们通常认为的罪就是那个 crime, 就是那个罪，犯罪的罪。
But usually in Chinese, when we talk about sin, we think about crime.
英文里面讲是罪人的话叫圣经里面讲叫 sinner.
So in the Bible, if you're talking about a person who sins, it's called a sinner.
我们所认为的，我们中国人通常认为这个人罪犯所以叫 criminal。
Right. So we usually think about sin as in crime, so then they're criminals.
所以他我们所认为罪犯就是触犯了明文法律上规定的东西，那这个人就是罪犯，就是犯罪了。
So usually when we think about sinners, or we really think about criminals, those who sin against society.
但是圣经里面所说的罪呢，是如果人没有达到神的标准，没有达到神的要求，在神眼中就是罪。
In the Bible, a person who sins is one who does not reach the standard that God has set.
这个起源乃是因为神当初造人的时候，他给人有自由意志，但是呢，人是受了这个魔鬼的引诱，所以罪就进入人的心里边，然后这个罪是有遗传，一代代就传下来。
Okay, so the reason we have sin is because when God created people, he gave us free will, and so we decided to sin, and so this sin has passed on from generation to generation.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们因为是罪人，所以我们才会犯罪。
So the Bible tells us it's because we are sinners that we sin.
不是因为我们犯了罪，我们才是罪人。
It's not because we sin, so therefore now we're called sinners.
因为我们是罪人，我们里边有这个犯罪的天性，或者是要犯罪的性质。犯罪的本性。
It's because we are sinners, because we have this this sin nature in us that just causes us to naturally sin.
所以我们会有各样外面罪的表现。
So that's why we show all these forms of sin.
在圣经上，罗马书第一章的29-31节。
In Romans chapter 1, verses 29-31.
在这边都讲到那个罪在我们身上的各样的表现。
And it gives a picture of all the different appearances sin has in our lives.
说装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是毁谤的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、傲慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
So being filled with all wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity, they are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless.
所以很多这些东西在我们世界上的法律当中是找不到的。
So these are things that are not found in not all of them are found in our laws.
像这边讲到那个贪心。
Like our here, being greedy.
贪心我们可能很多人我们都有。
Perhaps many of us are greedy.
这个贪心是在我们有时候在我们的里面并没有表现出来。
Because sometimes it's in us and we don't show it.
我们都知道贪官都不好。
We all know that being greedy is bad.
但是如果我们放在那个贪官同样的环境当中，我们能够保证我们不贪吗？
But if we are placed in a position where we are able to steal, will we not steal?
还有就是讲到那个嫉妒。
And also envy.
还有发脾气。
And also anger.
还有我们里面有苦毒。
And also bitterness.
我们还有会说谎。
And also lying.
这些东西都世界上法律没有任何法律禁止这东西。
These are all things that there's no laws against to prevent it.
所以因为我们是罪人，所以我们里边才会有这样的表现，我们有时候还会表现出来。
And it's because we are sinners, so therefore we exhibit these sins, and sometimes we show it out.
有的时候并没有表现出来，到环境许可了就会表现出来。
Sometimes it's not shown, and then it becomes clear when we're placed in certain situations.
我这个最近有一个例子就是有个北大的学生。
So recently there's an example of
北京大学的一个学生，他把他的母亲给杀了。
A Beijing University student, he killed his mother.
这个人他是北京大学三好学生。
So he was in the third year. He was modest.
他是。
Oh, he was a model student.
他是智商非常高 ，GRE 全球考 top five 之内的。
He was a really wonderful student. He was top five in the nation.
他的同学跟他说，在这个人身上最大的缺点就是他没有缺点。
His classmates would say, you know, the greatest weakness is that he has.
然后他同学跟他说，他犯罪不可能事情，我犯罪还可能，他犯罪绝对不可能。
His classmates would say, you know, there's a chance that I would, you know, commit crimes, but there's no way this person could.
但是事实就是他还是犯了这个非常大的罪。
But the truth of the matter is, even this person committed a great crime.
这不仅仅是外面的罪行，这个问题是他我们是他里边是一个罪人。
This isn't just an issue that was on the outside that he did it.
所以可能平时都非常好，但是环境一到的时候，环境一变了，里边这个罪性就表现出来。
So we could be very great normally, but whenSituations occur, then we become evil.
所以我们每一个人都是这样。
So every one of us is like this.
圣经上也讲得非常清楚，在马可福音第七章的21-23节。
And the Bible also says very clear in Mark chapter 7 verses 20.
第七章21-23。
Mark 7:21-23.
主耶稣他自己说。他说因为从里面出来就是从人心里面发出恶念苟合偷盗凶杀奸淫贪婪邪恶诡诈淫荡嫉妒放毒骄傲狂傲狂妄这一切的恶都是从里面出来且能污秽人。
Jesus says, from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery,greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
所以我们都没有办法想象我们里边会有这么多 人看不见的东西。
So we as people cannot imagine that from inside we have all these evil things.
很多东西很多时候是因为环境没有到，所以我们看不见我们里边。
Oftentimes it's because we haven't encountered a situation like this, so we don't see this.
但是环境一到，我们这些东西就会表现出来。
But as soon as the right situation comes, we will exhibit these.
因为我们就是本身就是罪人。
Because we naturally are people with sin.
所以朋友们，如果我们冷静地想一想的话。
So friends, if we coldly and logically think about this.
我们做过的事情，我们所说的话，我们心里边的意念，如果我们冷静下来想一想的话。
If we think about it, the words that we say, the actions that we've done, the thoughts that we have, if we calmly think about these things,
我们就会承认我们确实是罪人。
We will confess that we are sinners.
我们里边确实有很多的罪。
Inside of us, there are, truly are many sins.
所以耶稣基督他就是为了这个罪，为了我们的罪，他上了十字架。
So Jesus, because of these sins of ours, that is why he went on the cross.
就像我们如果我们在世上如果犯了那个法律上的罪，我们就会受惩罚。
It's just like on earth, if we have committed a crime, we will receive punishment.
同样在神眼中啊，如果我们里边，我们有时候甚至是里边如果有这种念头的话，我们都是应该受到惩罚的。
In the same way, before God, if we have these sins, even if it's in our hearts, we will still receive a punishment.
所以在神的眼中挂在十字架上应该是我们。
So in God's eyes, the person hanging on the cross, being crucified should have been us.
我们应该被钉在十字架上。
We should have been crucified.
但是耶稣基督他代替了我们。
But Jesus was our substitution.
他代替我们受那个罪的刑罚。
Jesus, he died in our place.
啊，他所以他成为这个啊，所以他成为那个赎罪的祭。
He became a sacrifice for our punishment.
所以天上的父神把我们众人的罪都归在耶稣基督的身上。
So our God in heaven, he put all of our sins and placed it on Jesus.
所以中文里面有个词叫替罪羊。
So in Chinese, there's a phrase called substitutionary lamb.
就是指耶稣基督。
And that is talking about Jesus.
因为他是没有罪的。
Because he has no sin.
他甚至在地上，他甚至不知道什么叫罪。
In fact, on earth, he had no idea what sin was.
啊，他可以担当我们一切的罪。
But so he could carry all of our sins.
他可以代替我们死在十字架上。
He could be our substitute and die on the cross.
如果叫我代替一个别人死在十字架，我没有办法，因为我也是有罪的。
If you ask me to substitute someone else dying for our sins, I can't because I have sin as well.
只有那个无罪的人可以代替我们所有人的罪。
Only a person with no sin can substitute someone who has sin.
所以圣经上有句话叫为义人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢为的，只有耶稣基督在我们还在做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
So there's a phrase in the Bible that says for righteous man no one can die, for a good man someone even dares to die, but Jesus died in our place.
所以我们原来中国古代有那个三侠五义。
So in the past there, in China there's
还有那个三侠五义，还有什么为朋友两肋插刀。
Dying for our friends.
Yeah, dying for friends. 对，这个可能是会有人敢做的。
Some people would dare to do this.
但是没有一个人确实会愿意为罪人死。
But no one would dare to die for criminals or sinners.
所以只有耶稣基督愿意为我们这些罪人上十字架。
So only Jesus was willing to die on the cross for us.
所以当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。有兵丁去拿枪扎他的肋旁。
So when Jesus was nailed on the cross, a soldier took a spear and stabbed into his side.
从他的肋旁有血和水流出来。
And from his side came blood and water.
他流的血可以洗净我们每一个人身上一切的罪。
His blood can wash away all the sins for every one of us.
里面外面一切的罪，我们外面看得见的这个罪行，我们里面心思里面所有想的东西。他的血都可以洁净。
The sins of our inside and outside, our outside sins that can be seen, our inside sins that are hidden, God can wash.
他的血可以洗净我们的良心。
Jesus can wash our conscience.
我们里边天良里边一切的亏欠，他的血都可以洗净。
All the regret that we have in us, Jesus can wash away.
我们没有得救之前，我们可能会说，我做事是凭良心的。
Before we are Christians, we may say things like, oh, we're doing this out of the compassion of our heart.
但其实很多时候并不是这样。
But often it's not that case.
我们有很多时候还是会，我们其实天然的良心我们是受到污秽的。
But it's because often our own consciences have been polluted.
仔细想一想，我们里边天良里边是有亏欠的。
Think about it. In our hearts, there's often a lot of regret.
但是耶稣的血，它可以洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
But Jesus' blood can wash away all that regret.
这就是为什么有些人接受主以后，主的血就立刻把他能够洗净，身上一切的罪都能够洗净。
That's why some people, after they are saved, God, their sins are completely immediately washed away by the blood.
他里边就立刻有那个得赦罪的平安，里边立刻就有平安。
And he may feel peace immediately in his heart.
里边的罪的重担马上就释放了。
And the burden of sin in his heart is immediately released.
我听到过有这个刚信主的弟兄姐妹跟我说
，I remember hearing
我一接受主，我里边就感到很轻松。
I remember hearing a brother who was saved and immediately told me, my inside, I feel so much at peace inside.
这是真实的，因为我们原来我们不知道我们这里边有很多罪的重担。
This is true because each of us do not realize that we have so many burdens of sin.
但你一接受主，主的血马上就把你就洗净了。
But when we are saved, Jesus' blood immediately washes away our sin.
所以这就是主耶稣流宝血的功效。
And so this is the power of Jesus.
他耶稣的救恩，他不仅是为我们在十字架上为我们死。
Jesus' salvation is not just dying on the cross for our sins.
他第三天还为我们从死里复活。
But on the third day, he came back to life from the dead.
这是历史上成就的一个事实。
This is a historical fact.
尽管这个东西跟我们的逻辑不太能够吻合。
Even though this seems to fly contrary to our logic.
因为是有很多事实来证明耶稣是从死里复活的。
There are many proofs to prove that Jesus did rise again from the dead.
因为他在死之前，他曾预言自己三天后要从死里复活。
Because before Jesus died, he prophesied that he will rise again from the dead.
所以他死了以后呢，那些不法的人，那些官长就怕他别人信他人把他那个尸体从坟墓里边偷走以后，说他复活，这样就会鼓动很多人的心。
So these officials, they heard about it and they're afraid because they're afraid that after his death, people would steal his body and then say, oh, he came back to life and then steal the hearts of many.
所以就派了一些兵丁啊，不是一个两个，可能至少有好多人，就是去把守那个耶稣的坟墓。
And so they sent many soldiers, not just a few, to guard the tomb.
并且用很大石头来把这个坟墓给封住。
And they sealed the tomb with a large stone.
就是为了防止有人把这个尸体给偷走。
Just to prevent people from stealing the body.
但是啊，前几天都没有事，到第三天的上午清晨。
So the first few days there was no issue, but then on the third day, early in the morning.
天使显现，天使把这个大石头给滚开。
Angels came and they rolled the large stone away.
所以那个看守的兵丁都吓得魂不附体，都像死人一样。
And so the soldiers were so afraid they became like as if they're dead men.
没有死人从里面出来，也没有活人进去偷尸体。
There's no dead person that came out, neither were living people going in to take the body.
这时候还有几个妇女，他们就进入那个坟墓当中，发现坟墓是空的。
And so some women came and they entered the tomb and they found that it was empty.
只有那个当时包裹耶稣的这个葬衣留在坟墓里边。
There's only the clothes that were used to wrap Jesus' body that were left.
空的坟墓证明耶稣已经复活。
And the empty tomb proved that Jesus.
没有人可以做到这个事情。
No other person can do this.
而且最重要的，不仅他这个空的坟墓，而且他耶稣基督复活以后向这些信的人显现。
And not only was the tomb empty, but more importantly, Jesus himself appeared to people after his death.
有四十天之久，有四十天，他一共向五百多个信他人显现。
For 40 days, he appeared to over 500 people.
他的显现也不是只是显现一下，他是跟他们一起生活。
And he didn't just appear to them really quickly, but he rather lived with them.
所以这些门徒是活生生看到耶稣基督是复活显现的主。
So these disciples, they saw that Jesus was alive and well.
所以不仅是空的坟墓，不仅他复活向门徒显现，还有是这些门徒 从主耶稣复活以后，门徒的生命被改变了。
And so not only was there an empty tomb, not only did Jesus appear to his disciples, but after his resurrection, Jesus' disciples were changed, their lives.
原来信他的那些人，原来都是跟我们一样都很犹豫，而且还胆小，还怀疑。
So at first, all these disciples were just like us. They were afraid, they were unsure.
但是自从他们遇见那位复活主以后，
But after they met the resurrected Lord,
当他们确定这个是事实之后，
After they realized that this is the truth,
他们整个人发生了极大的改变。
Their lives had very great changes.
他们蛮有信心，蛮有爱心，蛮有勇气。
They became full of faith, full of love,Full of courage.
就到处传扬耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，并他从死里复活。
And they preached everywhere that Jesus was crucified and that he came back from the dead.
甚至不惜付上生命代价。
And they even died for that.
同样，耶稣基督复活这个事情，从2000年以来改变了很多人的生命。
And Jesus's resurrection from 2,000 years ago to now has changed many people's lives.
有一个人是原来是耶鲁大学的学生，毕业硕士。
So one person he graduated from college and he was working.
然后他是后来是在一个著名的报纸上做法律记者。
And he was in a newspaper and he was
a journalist.
Oh, journalist.
然后他一开始不相信耶稣，不相信基督信仰。甚至很反对。
And at first he didn't believe in Jesus. He was very opposed to Jesus and his claims.
但是他的太太有一天信主了。
But one day his wife believed in Jesus.
在他身上发生极大的改变。
And on his life made a great change.
所以他就非常诧异。
So he was very curious.
他就要去找出到底是有没有耶稣基督，耶稣基督是不是神的儿子，是不是从死里复活。他要去找出这个证据来。
So he was very curious. So he was like, I have to go and find evidence whether Jesus really did rise from the dead, whether Jesus.
他花了两年多的时间去查找了很多很多资料，去跟基督徒去交谈。
He spent more than 2 years gathering evidence, interviewing Christians.
最后在证据确凿、没有办法、无可辩驳的事实面前，他最后也相信耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督作为他个人生命的救主。
And so after he collected all the evidence, he saw that this evidence had proof that Jesus was God and he believed in Jesus.
他把这些事情写在一本书叫《重审耶稣》。
And he wrote these things in a book called
The Case
for
Christ. 另外一本书是《铁证待判》，作者同样有类似经历，经过700多个小时去研究、去辩论以后，他证明耶稣基督复活是历史上一个不可否认的事实。
And another book that he wrote was called The Case for the Resurrection, and he spent more than 700 hours gathering evidence and showing that Jesus was dead.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活是我们信仰的根基。
And so Jesus rising from the dead, that is the cornerstone of our faith.
我们活着如果没有耶稣复活的话，我们就没有任何的盼望。
So if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain.
如果他不复活，我们所信的也都是空的。
If he did not rise from the dead, everything we believe is empty.
我们都还是在罪里边。
We would still be in sin.
那我们就在世上就只能吃喝等死。
So all we can do on the earth is to eat, drink, and wait.
死就是我们的结局。
Death would be our end.
但是感谢主，因为他复活，他把他生命赐给我们，我们的结局不再是死亡。
But praise God, because Jesus rose again from the dead, he gave us his life.And so now we will no longer die.
因为那个复活是连到永远。
Because that resurrection, that life is to eternal.
不仅我们的生命会被改变，我们里面也有永远的盼望。
Not only will our lives be changed, but we also have this eternal hope.
好，我先分享到这边，然后我们把时间交一个姐妹她会有一些见证跟大家一起来分享。
And so my sharing will end here for now. I'm going to give the time over to a sister who's going to share her testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, welcome.
我们每一位神的儿女跟我们亲爱的救主耶稣基督之间都有我们自己的故事。
Each of us who have been saved by Jesus have our own stories.
因为我们的主耶稣实在是真实而又丰富的。
Because our Jesus is real and he is also very filling.
所以我特别感谢主，让我今天有这样的机会，能够和大家分享一下我人生当中所经历的一两件事。
So I'm really thankful for this opportunity to share with people the two experiences that I've received.
特别的，主耶稣今天感动我要和大家分享我两位亲人去世的故事。
And especially what I want to share is the death of two of my relatives.
以及这两件事在我心中所造成的冲击和影响。
And the effect that has caused in my life.
这两位亲人去世，一个是在我信主之前，一个是在我信主之后。
These two relatives, one of them passed away before I became a Christian, and one passed away afterwards.
我们先把我时间的镜头转向我小学四年级的时候。
And so let's turn our eyes to when I was in elementary school in fourth grade.
那时我的外婆和我母亲啊这边的亲人都住在厦门市。
And so at that time, my grandmother and my mother were all living in.Near Tiananmen. Family members of my mom. We're all living near Tiananmen.
但我的父母亲因为工作的缘故，则住在另外一个城市，漳州市厦门的小镇。
And so, because of work, my mother lived in a nearby village, for work.
啊，我和我的父母在一起。
I was with my parents.
我外婆是我至亲的亲人。
My mother's relative was
my grandma.
my grandma was close to my mom.
Very dear to me.
Very dear to me.
自从我出生之后，他就一直照顾我。
So ever since I was born, my grandmother took care of me.
甚至那时候，我母亲需要回到边远的山区去教书，她陪伴我们母女到那里。
And even when my mom had to go into the mountains to teach, my grandmother accompanied us.
在冬天冰冷的寒水冰冷的河水当中为我洗尿布。
Even in the cold winter in the river, she would be washing my diapers.
照顾我们的饮食起居。
And taking care of our every need.
后来我就她就带我回到厦门，我一直在她的身边待到五岁，才回到我父母亲的身边。
And so later she took me back to Xiamen, and I stayed with her until I was five before I returned.
那么在我小学四年级这一年我外婆被诊断出得了食道癌晚期。
And so when I was in fourth grade, my grandmother received the diagnosis of cancer. Yes.
所以我妈妈就请假了三个月回到厦门去照顾她。
And so my mom took 3 months vacation time to go back to Xiamen to take care of her.
在这期间我父亲也带我去看望我的外婆。
And at this time, my father also took me to visit my grandmother.
但其余的时间就需要回到小镇去上学。
But I couldn't visit her long because I had to go back to school.
在我外婆即将去世那天。
On the day my grandmother passed away,
我妈妈紧急通知我爸爸要带我赶快回到厦门见我外婆最后一面。
My mother urgently contacted my father, telling him to bring me to Xiamen to see my grandmother one last time.
那个时候的交通不像现在，高速公路四通八达。
So the communication and transportation was not like it was nowadays.
在我们住的小镇要到达厦门，那时候坐的是船。
In order for us to reach Xiamen from our small village, we had to go by boat.
船的这个快慢呢，跟这个潮水很有关系。
So the boat speed had a lot to do with the weather. With the tide.
逆流可能比这个顺流呢要花多了不少时间。
And so because of that, it could take much longer.
很不巧的是，那一天呢是逆流。
Very unfortunately, that day was low tide.
所以这边我父亲急匆匆地带我要坐当天的航班要回到厦门。
So my dad was trying to desperately get me to ride on a boat to go to 厦门。
那边我外婆已经到了弥留之际。
So my grandmother was already at a critical point.
所以她已经被抬放在我舅舅家的大厅里。
So she was already back at home.
就除了我父亲和我还没有到场之外，家中其他的亲人都已经到场。
So all the other relatives were already gathered around her. It was only my father and me who were not there.
那后来亲人发现我的外婆好像还有什么东西放不下的。
And my relatives were talking with her and found out she had something that she couldn't let go of.
后来有一个亲人意识到说她可能在等我。
And a relative figured out that she must be trying to wait for her granddaughter.
所以他们就一直安慰她说，我很快就要到了。
And so they kept telling her that your granddaughter will come quickly.
但很可惜的是，我外婆那天没有等到我回来。
But very unfortunately, my grandmother couldn't wait until I arrived.
在她去世之后，她的眼睛是睁开的。
Even after she died, her eyes were open.
亲人们试图想要抹上她的眼睛，让她能够闭上。
My relatives wanted to close her eyes so that she could.
但是确实不能。
But they couldn't even close her eyes.
等到我父亲急匆匆地把我 带到的时候。
By the time when my father got me there.
亲人们就安慰他说， 玉丹真的到了。
So the relatives told my grandmother, "Your granddaughter's here."
这时候再帮他把眼睛闭上，他真的就闭上了。
And now when they try to close their eyes, her eyes did close.
我虽然那个时候我很小,
even though I was very young at that time,
但是这一幕在我心里的冲击很大。
But this episode in my life made a huge impact.
我在想，难道活生生的外婆就再也不见了吗？
I thought I could never see this my grandmother ever again.
我再也不能够跟她说话了吗？
I could never talk to her again.
我再也见不到她了吗？
I could never meet her again.
但是这些问题没有答案，也没有出路。
But these questions had no answers and nowhere to go.
后来很长一段时间，当我们周末再回到厦门的时候，
and after a long time, when during a vacation we returned to Xiamen,
我妈妈也常常在我外婆的遗像前痛痛地哭泣。
My mother was crying greatly over my grandma's place.
所以那一年，我第一次经历了天人两隔的悲痛和无奈。
So during that year, I experienced the sorrow of these two people.
感谢主，后来来美国留学，我信了主。
Thank God, after I came to America to study, I believed in Jesus.
我里面有了永生的确据和把握。
I had this eternal hope in my heart.
我知道耶稣的血洗净我的罪。
I knew that Jesus' blood had washed away my sins.
他为我死，他为我复活。
He died for me. He rose again from the dead for me.
他的生命现在就在我的里面。
And his life is now in me.
所以当我每一次唱起那首诗歌的时候，我们诗歌本上第98首。
And so whenever we sing hymn 98 in our hymn book,
请我们弟兄帮我们打在上面第三节。
Stanza 3.
这首诗歌是美哉善哉羔羊的新歌。
And it is the wonderful grand new song of the Lamb.
应当高歌，因审判已过。
Lift up your voice for judgment's past.
荣耀归主，荣耀归主。
Glory to God, glory to God.
与主联合，我们已复活。
Risen with Christ, we with Him are one.
荣耀至高的主。
Glory to God on high.
我们已在坟墓那边。
Oh, death and sin, where is your sting?
立在死亡不到地点。
Where is it?
仇敌浮沉红海中间。
On yonder shore we stand and sing.
主赐称义的把握。
See how the Red Sea drowned our foes, salvation to us is told.
我每一次唱到那句，立在死亡不到，我们在已在坟墓那边，立在死亡不到地点的时候，我真是觉得荡气回肠，非常的释放。
Every time I sing that we are not at graves yet and death and sin has no place.
死亡真的不能够再拘禁我们。
Truly, death and sin have no place in us anymore.
所以我的第一个反应就是要传福音给我的父母。
And so my first response is to preach the gospel to my parents.
只要我们都得着耶稣基督那永远的生命。
If we all receive Jesus, then we will all have that eternal life.
我们以后就可以在永世里面永远的相聚。
And in the future, then we can be together forever in Christ.
我们再也不用经历那生离死别的痛苦和悲哀。
We do not have to experience that death, that pain of death any longer.
我接下来要讲第二个故事。
Next, I want to talk about my second story.
但在我讲这第二个故事之前，我有点小小的说明。
But before I talk about the second story, I want to say something.
这第二个故事是我和弟兄姐妹在主里面一同祷告，一同经历的。
This second experience is what I, together with brothers and sisters here, have prayed about.
是在神的家里，是在基督的身体里面一同经历的。
It's what we experience together in God's house as brothers and sisters.
所以我在这里做这个见证，可以说是代表弟兄姐妹，无论是在这里的，还是在厦门的弟兄姐妹做这个见证。
And so when I'm sharing this, I'm not only sharing my own experience, but also experience of brothers and sisters here and at Xiamen.
这个故事实在说起来已经不是我们家自己的故事。
And so this story is no longer just my own family story.
我们再把时间的镜头转向去年2018年。
And so let's now turn our attention to 2018, last year.
在春节的时候，我按照我的习惯，给我家中的长辈，国内家中的长辈一一的拜年，打电话拜年。
And so in the spring, as is our custom, we would call our relatives and wish them well.
当我打电话给我二舅舅的时候。
But when I called my second uncle,
他告诉我他摔了两次跤。
He told me that he had fallen twice.
可能是中风的征兆。
Probably a manifestation of stroke.
所以他心有戚戚焉地说，不知道你下次回国还可不可以见到我。
So he said, I don't know if you will be able to meet me if you come again, once you come again to China.
而且他那天居然破天荒地跟我谈起信耶稣的事情。
And that day, of all things, he suddenly started talking to me about believing in Jesus.
以前我回国的时候要跟他传福音。
In the past, when I went back to China, I would tell him about Jesus.
我舅舅是个爱开玩笑的人。
My uncle was a person who loved joking around.
所以他常常就开开我玩笑，然后呢，觉得他也没往心里面去。
And so often he'll just joke around with me about it and not really take anything to heart.
结果他那一天在电话里居然跟我说了很多，听得还很高兴。
But that day he talked with me a lot about this and seemed very happy about it.
当然最后是他打断我，不让我再讲下去。
Of course, in the end, he interrupted me and wouldn't let me continue talking.
但是当我放下电话的时候，我实在觉得这个不同寻常。
But when I put down the phone, I really felt this was a whole different, this was a whole different situation.
当我再回头看的时候呢，事后再回头看的时候呢，我真是赞美敬拜我的神。
When I look back at this phone call, I really praise and thank God.
因为神在他的预知里面，他知道我的舅舅。他的身体情况很快就急转直下。
Because God, in his knowing everything, He knew that my uncle, his body was getting worse.
所以在他的心里面啊，预备。
So He prepared in my uncle's heart.
给他机会听福音。
An opportunity to hear the gospel.
后来到了七月份的时候。
Then in July,
他被诊断出脑子里面有个异型瘤。
And so he was diagnosed with a bleeding in his brain.
Tumor
in his brain.
就发展很快。
And it was spreading rapidly.
已经占据了后脑勺70%的空间。
It was already occupying the back of his brain 70% of it.
因为他年纪也大了，身体虚弱。
Because his age was elderly and his body was weak.
所以医生呢觉得不适合做手术。
So the doctors thought it wouldn't be good to do surgery.
本来要做引流。
They are first going to do chemo.
但是因为身体其他的状况也不适合。
But because of how the rest of his body was doing, it wasn't appropriate.
所以那个时候呢，医生也不能够做什么。
So the doctors couldn't do anything at that time either.
所以当我听到这个消息的时候，我心里有个很大的负担。
So when I heard this news, I had a great burden in my heart.
我想这可能是最后的机会。
I thought this could be the last opportunity.
那我母亲这边的亲人信主的那个时候就只有我和我妈妈。
And so the people on my mother's side who believed in Jesus at the time were just me and my mom.
我妈妈那个时候也跟我在这里，在美国。
And my mom was with me here in America at the time.
所以呢，我就在开始祷告，我说主耶稣是不是应该要回去
？And so I started praying and I said, Lord, should I be going back to China?
但是那时候是七月份，我们去年八月份有 VBS。
But this was in July at the time. Last year, our church's Vacation Bible School was held in August.
我有参与 VBS 的服事。
And I was part of that service.
所以呢，如果我要回去的话，那么我需要提前一段时间通知和我同工的姐妹。
And so if I were to go back, I had to tell the brothers and sisters here to take my duties.
所以我就祷告主。
So I prayed.
但是心里同时又有一个感觉。
But my heart also had a feeling.
如果不是主要让我回去的话，我回去也没有用。
If God doesn't want me to go back, even if I go back, it wouldn't make any difference.
所以这么祷告了一段时间，好像没有觉得主感动我要回去。
And so I prayed about this for a while, and it didn't seem that God wanted me to go back.
那我就跟主祷告说，如果不是你要让我回去的话，那你要派一个人去跟他传福音。
And so I pray, Lord, if you don't want me to go back, you have to send someone to go back.
所以到了最后需要做决定的时候，因为我不想耽误这里的服事。
And so when I had to make a decision because I couldn't delay, you know, my duties here.
所以呢，那天在洗澡的时候，我还在迫切的祷告，心里在迫切的祷告。
And so that day when I was showering, I was praying desperately in my heart.
我说主耶稣，那你是这个人去吗？是那个朋友去吗？是那个老师去吗？
Should it be this person going? Should it be my friend going? Should it be this teacher going?
但感觉好像都不是。
It seemed all wrong.
突然里面有个声音。
And suddenly in my heart there was a voice.
他说洪波。
And he said, 洪波。
Yeah, it's a name.当这个声音出来的时候，我心里真的一动。
When this voice came out, my heart was jarred.
主，他说话了。
Lord, he spoke.
洪波是我高中的一个男同学。
洪波 was a friend of mine from high school.
但是我跟他没什么联系。
But I never talked with him.
所以他不在我的 list 上面。
So he wasn't in my contact.
所以我根本没有想到他。
So I never thought of him.
所以这真的是主跟我说话。
And so this truly was God speaking to me.
我跟他上一次联系是三年之前。
And the last time I had contacted him was 3 years before.
也是那一次我知道他信主了。
And it was also at that time that I heard that he was a Christian.
仅此而已。
Only at that time.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要觉得稀奇。
Don't feel that this is weird.
我们的主是又真又活的神。
Our God is a living and real God.
他是说话的神。
He is a God who speaks.
我们信主。
Us who have believed.
我们不是信一个宗教。
We're not believing a religion.
我们不是信一个教条。
We're not believing doctrines and rules.
而是与我们的主建立个人的关系。
But we are forming a relationship with the God that we serve.
当我们信主之后。
After we have believed.
天上的神成为我们的天父。
That God in the heavens, He became our Heavenly Father.
我们成为神的儿女。
We became God's children.
哪有父亲说话，儿女听不见的呢？
What father speaks and their children cannot hear?
只要我们在神的面前光景是对的。
When, if our relationship with God is right,
我们可以听见主说话。
We can hear God speak.
很多时候他借着圣经向我们说话。
Often He speaks to us through the Bible.
有的时候他也这么直接说话。
And sometimes He speaks to us directly.
但人的顺服有的时候啊，非常的迟缓。
But people's obedience often is very limited.
当我听到这个声音之后，我知道是主说话。
When I heard this voice, I knew that this was God.
但是我还迟疑。
But I hesitated.
因为我想，如果是我一个不怎么联系的高中同学。
Because I thought if it was a person I haven't really talked much with, my high school friend.
突然叫我要去探望他重病的舅舅。
If a friend like this suddenly called me and said, please see my sick uncle.
还要跟他传福音。
And preach the gospel to him.
要是我的话，我觉得很大的压力。
If someone called me like this, I feel like I would have had really great burden.
但是我真是感谢我的主。
I really thank God.
他知道谁是预备好的器皿。
He knew who was a prepared vessel.
所以我一直拖到7月20号的时候。
So I delayed this until July 20th.
我的舅舅本来说不能手术了，不知道怎么回事，突然做了手术。手术完之后，直接进入重病病房 ICU。
So my uncle at first they said no surgery, and suddenly they said he was going to do surgery, and he went through surgery, and he immediately went to the ICU.
那我看这个情况越来越紧急。
And I saw that this situation became more and more dangerous.
所以我把我起草完的信息我就发给洪波。
And so this message I sent to Hong Bo.
他的回复简短有力。
His reply was very short.
我写的不敢勉强他，写的非常的委婉。你如果有负担的话，就去；没有的话也没关系。
I told him very openly, oh, if you know this is very all of a sudden, so if you have the burden, go. If you don't, it's okay.
他说住在哪家医院
？And all he said was which hospital is it?
我告诉他哪家医院的时候，他就说离我家很近。
And after I told him, he said, this hospital is very close to my house.
然后是我们教会有探访小组。
And he said, we'll send our church to go visit him.
然后他马上又指出一个最关键的点。
And he immediately contacted the ICU.
The key people. 他说合适的时间要问家属和病人愿不愿意接受教会的探访。
He asked, will the sick, will he...Accept the visitation of the church.
这的确是当时怎么把洪波送进去。
That's how we sent.
因为我舅舅在重症病房。
Because my uncle was in the ICU.
每天下午只允许一个亲人进去二十分钟。
Every afternoon they only allowed one relative to enter.
他们愿意让一个素昧平生的人就那一次就一天的那个机会进去吗？
Would they allow someone who had no relation to this uncle enter?
另外，我舅舅一家都拜偶像。
And my uncle's family, they all worshipped idols.
我舅妈拜偶像还拜得啊非常的厉害。
My aunt actually worshipped idols very heavily.
她的弟弟就是做偶像生意的。
Her younger brother was a priest for idols.
他是帮人家占卜算命的。
And he was a fortune teller.
我舅妈吗？我舅妈她自己吃素。
And my aunt herself, she
vegetarian. 所以可见她是非常认真的。
And so she was very diligent.
这里为着朋友的缘故，我想我需要插出去讲一点点。
And so for the friends sitting here, I think I have to interrupt and talk about something.
当我们说拜佛或者其他宗教是拜偶像的时候，
when we talk about worshiping Buddha or worshiping other gods as idols,
我们实在是没有不尊重或者要冒犯的意思。
We're not intending to disrespect those who are worshiping or the idols.
因为我自己原来也就是跟着传统一起拜偶像的。
Because I was once also worshipping idols as well.
甚至在我出国之前，我妈妈还特地远道带我从厦门啊到浙江的普陀山去拜。
In fact, before I went to America, my mom purposely took me to a special mountain to worship.
而且说一拜要拜三年。
And told me that once we worship, every 3 years you have to worship.
但我感谢我的主。
But I praise my God.
当年传福音给我的弟兄姐妹。
That those brothers and sisters who preached the gospel to me.
他们将真理告诉我。
They told me the truth.
使我知道我原来所拜的不过是用木头石头所做成的。
So that I realized that the gods that I was worshipping, they were just made out of wood and stone.
是哑巴偶像，不能够真正的帮助我。
They were idols that couldn't speak. They couldn't help me.
当年弟兄姐妹因为爱的缘故。
When these brothers and sisters, because of love.
没有怕我生气或者抵触，而不将真理告诉我。
They weren't afraid of angering me, but they still told me the truth.
同样，今天我们也有责任。
So even today, I have a responsibility.
将真理告诉大家。
To tell the truth to everyone.
圣经上有很多地方。
In the Bible, there's many places.
将我们原来所拜的真相和实质揭露出来。
That talk about these idols.
我给大家举一两个例子。
I'll give one or two examples.
诗篇115篇第四到第八节。
Psalm 115 verses 4 to 8.
偶像是金的、银的，是人手所造的。
Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands.
有口却不能言，有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻，有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙也不能出声。
They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. They have feet, but they walk not. Neither do they speak through their throat.
造他的要和他一样，凡靠他的也要如此。
They that make them are just like them. So is everyone that trusts in them.
再看另外一个例子，哈巴谷书第二章十八到二十节。
Another example, Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 18 to 20.
雕刻的偶像，人将它刻出来，有什么益处呢？铸造的偶像，就是虚谎的师傅。制造者依靠这哑巴偶像，有什么益处呢？
What profited the graven image that the maker has graven it? Molten image and a teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusts therein to make dumb idols, idols that cannot speak.
对木偶说行起，对哑巴石像说起来，那人有祸了。
Woe to him that says to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise. It shall teach, behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there's no breath at all in the midst of it.
这个还能教训人吗？看哪，是包裹金银的，其中毫无气息。唯耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
For the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him.
我原来也不知道我按照传统所拜的是偶像。
I at first didn't know that the gods that I traditionally worshipped were considered idols.
拜偶像是得罪神的。
And I didn't know that worshiping idols is sinning against God.
但没有关系，只要我们愿意离开原来所拜的。
But it's okay, as long as we're willing to leave what we used to worship.
我们愿意接受耶稣基督。
We're willing to accept Jesus Christ.
神就因为耶稣基督的救赎接纳我们。
Because of what Jesus did, God accepts us.
耶稣的血也能够洗净我们一切的罪。
Jesus' blood can also wash away all of our sins.
当然，一个人要离开偶像，归向真神，是需要一个过程的。
Of course, a person to go away from idols and to worship God, that takes a process.
我的二舅妈就是这样。
My second aunt was like this.
所以呢，回到怎么把洪波送进去传福音。
And again, so let's return to how we were able to get Hong Bo into the hospital.
那天我母亲跟我二舅舅通了视频。
And so that day I contacted my second uncle.
他看到他整个的状况，他插着三根管子。
And we realized that he had he saw his situation. He had three tubes stuck into him.
一根从脑部引流用的。
One was in his brain.
另外两根分别是帮他进食和吸痰用的。
The other one was to feed him, and another one was to help him breathe.
眼睛和两手都非常的肿。
His eyes and his two hands were all very swollen.
叫他很多次也睁不开眼睛。
Even when we called him multiple times, he wouldn't wake up.
不过呢，我觉得还是有机会的，他里面应该是清醒的。
But we felt that he was still awake on the inside.
因为他的女儿，我的表妹。
Because his daughter, my cousin,
每天二十分钟去看他的时候。
Every day when she visited him for 20 minutes.
当时间到了，告诉他说需要走了。
When she told him time is up and I need to go,
他的眼泪就掉下来了。
He'll start tearing up.
然后我另外一个舅舅的女儿是我的表姐。
And so my other uncle had a daughter.
他去探望他的时候。
And when she visited him,
问他说你听得见我说话吗？
And when she'd asked him, can you hear me?
他就点头。
He would nod his head.
然后说你是不是非常难受啊，非常虚弱。
And would ask, are you feeling very, is it painful? Are you feeling weak?
他的眼泪就掉下来了。
And then he'll start crying.
所以我觉得这实在是已经是最后的机会了。
So I felt that this truly was the last opportunity.
但我一开始我想用人的办法。
But first I wanted to use the methods of people.
我就叫我表姐说你直接把洪波就带去吧。不用问我舅妈了。
And so at first I told them, oh, just bring Hong Bo in. You don't have to ask my aunt.
我想人都到去那里了，跟他说我要为我舅舅祷告，他们总不拒绝吧。
If we bring him there, you know, and say, oh, we're going to pray for him, I don't think people would say no.
但是我表姐怕得罪我的二舅妈。
But my cousin offended my second aunt.
她没有按照我先斩后奏的方法。
She didn't do the first do, then ask.
她先问我二舅妈。
She first asked my permission from my second aunt.
当然，我舅妈一听，连连摆手说：“哦，不要不要不要，我们这个拜佛都拜这么多年了，不要不要。”
Of course, as soon as my aunt heard this, she said, "No, no, no, no. We already worshipped our ancestors for so long. We cannot do this."
我听到这个消息，失望。
When I heard this, I was disappointed.
但是没有气馁。
But I didn't give up.
因为我知道我还需要尽我那份的心力。
Because I knew that I had to fulfill the burden on my heart.
因为我实在知道那永生和永死的天差地别。
Because I knew that this was a matter of eternal life or eternal death.
所以我那个时候我就把希望寄托在我母亲身上。
And so at that time, I put this burden on my mother.
我就说你劝劝二舅妈吧。
And I told my mother, go, can you please talk to my aunt?
我觉得这还有机会，如果她劝她的话。
I think if you talk to her, I think there's a chance that I could still get through.
结果过了三天没有动静。
But after 3 days, nothing happened.
我母亲也是因为那个他们这样的背景的压力，不敢来劝她。
And because of my family, the pressures of my family, my mom also was unable to talk.
结果三天之后，我看母亲在那里掉眼泪。
And so after 3 days, I saw my mom crying.
她说舅舅可能不行了，已经下了病危通知。
And so my mom said, my uncle probably, it's probably the end. They already said.
我一听就急了。
So when I heard this, I was, I became hurried.
我说这失去最后的机会怎么办？
I said, what if this is the last opportunity?
我说我不是叫你跟二舅妈说吗？现在救舅舅的灵魂是最重要的了。
I told my mom, didn't I tell you to talk to my aunt about this? The soul of my uncle right now, that's the most important.
结果我妈妈说，现在都这样了，还怎么救？
My mom said, at this point, how can he be saved?
结果我们两个都各自回房间去祷告，心里负担很重。
And so we each went back to our own rooms and prayed. The burden on our hearts was really great.
结果奇妙的事情出现了。
And something miraculous occurred.
当我还负担很重在那里祷告到一半的时候，
When I was still praying desperately in the middle of that prayer,
我妈妈敲门进来。
My mother knocked on the door and came in.
我舅舅的女儿，我的表妹。
My uncle's daughter, my cousin.
说在微信上到处找我。
On WeChat had been looking for me.
她说我的二舅妈主动要洪波去探访我的舅舅。
And she said, my aunt wants your friend Hong Bo to, on her own will, she wants him to come.
我妈妈跟我讲的时候讲了一遍，我真是没转过弯来。
When my mom told me this, I didn't even turn around.
她再说一遍，我才明白过来是怎么回事。
But when she told me again, then I realized what was happening.
那一次我经历，我的祷告还在半路的时候，神的答应就来到了。
That day I experienced that when my prayer was even only halfway there, then God spoke and spoke.
后来我们问我舅妈说，为什么会有这个转变？
Later on, we asked our aunt, why did you suddenly change?
原来我舅舅大部分时候都是没办法醒过来的。
And it's because most of the time my uncle couldn't wake up.
结果有一天他醒过来了。
But one day he suddenly woke up.
他怯怯地抓着我二舅妈的手。
He desperately held onto my second aunt's hand.
他说，你一定要想办法救我。
And he said, you have to find a way to save me.
我二舅妈就想说，那怎么救呢？
My aunt thought, well, then how can I save you?
医生好像没什么办法。
The doctors they can't do anything.
最近呢，都去寺庙拜呢，拜得更多，香火钱呢也加倍。
They've been going to the temples and they've been paying even more money and worshiping even more.
但好像看起来没啥用处。
It looked like it wasn't really working.
那要不就请洪波来试看看吧。
So let's have Hong Bo come and try.
感谢主，我的舅妈当时可能只不过是抱着试试看的心态。
Thank God, my aunt at the time was just having the thought of let's try it out.
她可能也只是想说，也希望说我的舅舅可以好起来。
She probably was only thinking, we really hope that her uncle will get better.
但感谢我们的救主耶稣基督。
But I thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
他借着这样的环境，
He used this opportunity,
在他的心里预备道路。
And provided a way in her heart.
于是洪波在7月30号第一次进入重症病房去传福音。
And so on July 30th, Hong Bo entered the ICU and was able to talk with my uncle.
所以你可以想象这是何等奇妙的恩典，他们居然愿意那一天那个机会就给一个从来没有见过面的人进去啊看我的舅舅。
And can you imagine how miraculous this is that they allow someone who they've never met before to enter my uncle's room to talk with him?
啊，下面是洪波的描述。
Next is the description of my friend Hong Bo.
刚开始进去。
When I first entered.
老伯完全没有反应，像是睡着了。
Uncle, he had no reaction. It seemed like he was asleep.
我呼唤他没有反应。
I called him and he had no response.
然后我看没有办法。
And then I thought there was no chance.
就唱诗歌给他听。
So I started to sing hymns to him.
一边唱一边解释。
And as I sang, I explained what I was singing.
中间不记得什么时候我祷告一下。
And I don't remember, but at some point in the middle, I prayed for a short time.
意思求主救他的灵魂。
I prayed to God that God would save his soul.
然后我看见他眼皮突然动了一下。
And then I saw his eyes suddenly move.
我希望他眼睛可以再动一下。
I wish that his eyes would move again.
让我知道他有反应。
Then I'll know that he has some reaction.
但是他的眼睛没有再动。
His eyes didn't move again.
之后我就凭信心开始传福音。
And so afterwards, I stopped singing and started preaching the gospel.
告诉他有一个永远的家。
And I told him that there was an eternal home.
最后为他祷告，求主拯救他。
And at the end, I prayed for him and prayed that God would save him.
祷告完，他跟老伯说，跟我舅舅说。
And after I prayed, I told my uncle.
可以的话，动一下嘴巴。
If you can, please move your mouth a little.
没想到老伯真的动了一下嘴巴。
And wonders of wonders, he actually moved his mouth.
我不放心。
I wasn't certain.
又说。
So I said again.
老伯，你愿意信吗？
Are you willing to believe?
如果愿意，请再动一下嘴巴。
If you're willing to believe, can you please move your mouth again?
老伯的嘴巴又动了。
And so he again moved his mouth.
所以洪波说我相信老伯是有反应的。
So Hong Bo said, I believe that he had a reaction.
也相信福音进到他的心里。
That the gospel had entered into his heart.
主恩奇妙。
And that God's grace is amazing.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
第二天。
The second day.
我表妹去看我的舅舅。
When my cousin went to see my uncle.
我舅舅变了。
My uncle had changed.
我表妹说我进去叫了他。
My cousin said I went in and caught him.
他会睁开眼睛看我了。
And he could open his eyes and see me.
这是我没有信主的表妹她自己的描述。
And this is the description that my own cousin gave who didn't believe in Jesus.
她说我看她今天好像特别的高兴。
She said somehow today it seems that he is especially happy.
心情好像特别的好。
And his mood is very good.
一直想说什么说不出来。
He wants to say something, but he can't say it out.
会叫我去牵他的手。
To tell me to call me to hold on to his hand.
走的时候我跟他说好好配合医生，我们赶紧回家。他还点头。
When I was going home, I told him, you know, work well with the doctors. We're going home now, and he nodded his head.
我表妹特地叫我呢，要谢谢我的同学。
And my cousin specifically wanted me to thank my classmate.
哈利路亚，赞美我们的主。
Hallelujah. Praise our Lord.
我们的主是又真又活的神。
Our God is true and living.
一个简单的动嘴巴愿意接受。
A simple moving of the mouth to accept Jesus.
他立即经历了从神而来那里的内心的平安和喜乐。
He experienced a peace and joy that is beyond this world.
这是超越外面的环境和难处的。
This has nothing to do with his outward circumstances.
难处还在，身体还是不行。
His difficulties are still there. His body is still unable.
但内心已经先安息下来了。
But his heart is now at peace.
这是非常真实而又宝贵的。
This is true, and this is also very precious.
这是每一个神的儿女都可以为此做见证的。
This is what every child of God can make a testimony of.
后来我舅舅的身体就时好时坏。
And so afterwards, my uncle's body progressively got worse.
那么弟兄姐妹呢，也一波一波的跟进探访。
And the brothers and sisters at the church will come and visit him.
他们想要确认他是否是清楚的得救。
And they wanted to make sure that he clearly knew that he was saved.
但是在我心的深处，我知道在洪波第一次进重症的时候，他就信主了。
But in the depths of my heart, I know that when Hong Bo went in the first time, that he was saved.
因为主如何听我们的祷告，又如何的把洪波送进去。我知道这是主的工作。
Because how God listened to our prayers, how God sent Hong Bo in, we knew that this was the work of God.
后来的发展就出乎我的意料。
So what happened afterwards was beyond me.
我的感觉就是我负责和弟兄姐妹一起在主的面前同心的祷告。
Afterwards, my burden was to, together with the brothers and sisters, to pray.
主耶稣负责做他的工作。
Jesus will be responsible to do his own work.
我也知道为什么我们中文有一个词叫做神速。
And I also know why there is a phrase in Chinese called God's will.
那是神的速度。
Oh, God's speed. That God will work at his own time.
所以7月30号洪波第一次进重症传福音。
So Hong Bo went in July 30th, the first time.
结果8月31号，我表妹她也是拜偶像的，完全没有信主，她居然主动联系教会，要为我舅舅受洗。
And so on August 31st, my cousin who's not Christian, of her own will, contacted the church and asked them to baptize my uncle.
她本来是有意等我妈妈回去再受洗。
At first, my uncle wanted to wait for my mom to return first.
但是他看我舅舅身体的状况，估计可能不一定行了。
But my cousin saw my uncle and thought that he might not be able to make it.
而且奇妙的是，他前一天晚上做梦。
And the amazing thing is, my cousin 2 days before had a dream.
他梦见他的爸爸大声跟他说。
She had a dream that her father loudly told her.
他说我要信主，我要受洗。
Loudly told her, I want to believe in Jesus, I want to be baptized.
所以她就联系了教会为她的父亲受洗。
So that is why she contacted the church and asked them to baptize.
感谢主，我舅舅受洗的时候人是非常清醒的。
Thank God, when my uncle was baptized, he was very awake.
我表妹发来视频。
My cousin told me this news.
他眼睛是睁开的。
That his eyes were open.
所以当传道人问他说，你愿不愿意接受主？
So when the preacher asked him, "Do you want to believe in Jesus?"
他是非常清醒地点头接受的。
He very consciously nodded his head to accept.
后来呢，就为他奉圣父圣子的名给他受洗了。
And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they baptized him.
接下来九月四号。
And afterwards, in September 4.
因为医生已经没有办法了，所以呢，就说你就回家吧。
Because the doctor says there's nothing we can do, so just said, just sent my uncle home.
我拜偶像拜得这么厉害的舅妈和表妹，居然主动联系教会，要把我舅舅接回家之前，要把家里的偶像全部除掉。
My aunt and my cousin, who heavily worshipped idols, before my uncle returned home, contacted the church and asked them to help them remove all the idols in their home.
我们真的一点都不敢做这样的要求。
We could not have made this request.
那是神奇妙的作为。
This was God's amazing work.
然后九月六号的时候，我表妹还跟我说，我二舅妈信主了。
And on September 6th, my cousin actually told me, my aunt, her mother had believed in Jesus.
我不相信，我说我表妹大概说了让我们开心的。
I didn't believe it. I said, my cousin's probably telling me this to make me happy.
我交代洪波说，你一定要确定他是清楚的得救。
And I told the church, you have to make sure that she's actually believed.
但是他的确是清楚得救。他九月七号，弟兄姐妹带他做了决志祷告。
But she did clearly believe. And on September 7th, the brothers and sisters at the church led her to believe in Jesus.
他现在是稳定的聚会。
And now she regularly attends church.
他也上了受洗班，预备要受洗。
And she is also in the baptism class and getting ready to be baptized.
而且他娘家的人。
And her immediate family
给她很大的压力
gave her a lot of pressure
要让她重新回去拜偶像
wanted her to go back and worship idols
当她压力很大的时候她就去外面走一走
And when that pressure was too great she would go out and walk
她就呼求主帮她救她
And she would call out to God to help her
但是她心意坚决
But she is dead set in her heart
不再重新拜偶像
And she would no longer worship idols
亲爱的朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters
她一定是看到
She definitely saw
主耶稣在我舅舅身上的改变
the change that Jesus made on my uncle,
那奇妙的作为
that wonderful work,
否则不可能一个拜偶像这么厉害的他能够离弃偶像归向真神
or else there's no way that someone who worships idols so greatly can believe in Jesus
最后
at the end
我母亲当时是9月9号的飞机很早之前就买好了要回厦门
My mom had bought a ticket on September 9th to fly back.
她有一个心愿。
She had a wish.
如果我舅舅这个时候必须离开的话。
If my uncle had to leave this world at this time.
她希望能够见他最后一面。
My mom wanted to see my uncle one last time.
所以我们还有弟兄姐妹都为这个事情祷告。
So me and the brothers and sisters at our church prayed.
这一次我的亲人又再次的在死亡的边缘和时间赛跑。
Again, my relative was again at the brink of death.
但不同的是，我们现在信靠了掌管生命气息的主。
What was different was we have now believed in this, in our Lord Jesus.
我们把我们的祈求摆在主的面前。
We placed our worries and our requests in front of Jesus.
而他是垂听祷告的主。
And he is a God who listens to prayer.
我母亲回去之后
，When my mother went back,
见了他两次。
She saw my uncle twice.
他全身已经浮肿。
His whole body was couldn't move.
叫了很多次才睁开眼睛。
She called to him multiple times before he opened his eyes.
那么到了第三天的时候，我妈妈回去之后的第三天。
And the third day after my mom went back.
那天早上我妈妈有一个同学聚会。
That morning my mom had classmates who were meeting.
吃完午饭之后，她本来想要回去睡觉。
After lunch, my mom wanted to go back and take a nap.
因为她在倒时差。
Because she was dealing with jet lag.
国内的中午就是美国的深夜。
The noon time in China was America's midnight.
但是她心里就是有一个催促。
But she had this strong urge in her heart.
她就是还要再去看一下我舅舅。
That she should see my uncle one last time.
结果她就去了。
So she went.
当她坐下来十几分钟的时候。
When she sat down for 10 minutes.
她听到我舅舅喘了两个大气。
She heard my uncle give 2 big sighs.
他还跟我舅妈说，哎，今天这个呼吸声音还挺大。
And even said to my mom, somehow today his breathing is louder.
后来就发现，因为他有仪器嘛，说那个仪器指针就停了。
And because he had a respirator, suddenly the respirator stopped.
他还跟我舅妈说，哎，你这没电了。
And she said to my aunt, there's no electricity, there's no battery left on this restaurant. And my aunt says, that can't be, we just changed the batteries. When they put it on their own body, there was a reaction. There was a reaction. So then they thought something's wrong. So then they touched him. And his pulse was very weak. And his breath was almost gone.
过了一分钟,
and after one more minute,
脉搏也没了,
they couldn't feel his pulse anymore.
非常的平静,
and very peacefully.
我舅妈哭了,
my aunt cried.
她说她就是在等你回来,
and my aunt said, he was waiting for you to come back.
亲爱的朋友们, 圣经的话是千真万确的,
dear brothers and dear friends, the Bible is true.
她说我们人就是一口气,
the Bible says, us people, we're just like a breath.
在创世纪第二章的第七节,
in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7,
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人,
God from the dirt made man,
将生气吹在他鼻孔里,
and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人, 名叫亚当,
and he became a living soul. His name is Adam.
所以呢, 当我舅舅付出那口气,
and so when my uncle breathed that last breath,
他就被主借去了,
he was taken by the Lord.
圣经上还说, 信主的人死了,
the Bible says that those who have believed in Jesus, when they die, they are asleep.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章,
13-14节, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-14,
论到睡了的人,
those who are asleep,
我们不愿意弟兄们不知道, 恐怕你们忧伤, 像那些没有指望的人一样,
we don't want our brothers to be. Hold on. We don't want our brothers to be ignorant concerning those who are asleep.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人， 神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, those who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
睡了的意思就是说他还会再醒。
When we are talking about that they're sleeping, that means that they will wake once more.
So, 约翰福音第十一章第二十五节,
so John chapter 11 verse 25.
复活在我,
the resurrection is in me.
生命也在我,
I am the resurrection and
信我的人虽然死了也必复活,
he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
虽然我舅舅在属灵里面还是一个baby, 是一个婴孩,
even though my uncle in his Christian faith was like an infant,
但他一旦接受了主,
but as soon as he believed in Jesus,
这个复活的生命在他的里面就是那样的真实,
this life, this resurrection life in him, is just as real.
他再也没有春节给我打电话的那个时候的心有戚戚焉的那个忧伤,
he had no longer that sorrow that that was in that first phone call to me.
他也再也没有一个原来撑起一个家的大男人，转而要向他柔弱的妻子求他救他的那种极大的恐惧。
And he did not again have that despair that which he as a full-grown man is asking, begging his wife to save him.
取而代之的是内心的真实和盼望。
In his heart was hope.
因着在他里面这个复活的生命。
Because of this resurrection life in him.
他走的时候是那样的平静。
He left this world so peaceful.
真的就是睡了。
Truly,
like
when we fall asleep, it's very peaceful, it's very quiet. He had no pain. He had no unease, no inability to let go.
如果不是遗弃,
if it weren't for that lack of breath, we wouldn't have known that he passed away. And us who were sitting around him would not, if it weren't for the respirator, we wouldn't have known that he had already been taken by.
我母亲亲眼看到他被主这么平安的接去, 对他来讲是一个极大的勉励。
My mom, with her own eyes, saw how he was so peacefully taken away, and this was a great comfort to her.
但是朋友们,
but friend,
虽然我舅舅要得到这个复活的生命非常的简单,
even though my uncle received this salvation so easily,
他只要心里相信,
he only had to believe in his heart.
甚至因为重病的缘故, 他都没有办法口里承认, 只能够点头。
And even in this circumstance, he couldn't even confess with his mouth, and he
could only nod his head.
But he received this life.
他就得到了这个平安,
he received this peace.
他就得到了这个盼望,
he received this hope.
但是他,
but him,
还有你,
and you,
还有我,
and me.
要得着这个复活的生命却绝对不是廉价的。
And this the salvation that we are obtaining is not worthless.
那是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们付出了极重无比的代价。
It's of great price that Jesus himself died on the cross for us.
他与黑暗死亡阴间的势力惨烈的征战，却大大的得胜。
He fought against the forces of darkness, spiritual darkness, and he overcame.
他进入死里，死亡却不能够拘禁他。
He entered death, but death could not overcome him.
他复活了。
He came back to life.
所以这个复活的生命释放出来。
And so this resurrection life.
赏赐给你，赏赐给我。
And this life is given to you, it's given to me.
所以我们基督徒的信仰
，So this faith of us Christians,
绝对不是我们的主观臆想或心里的安慰。
This is not just some little comfort given to us.
而是有绝对稳固的根基。
But this has a sure foundation.
耶稣基督为你我钉十字架。
Jesus was nailed on the cross for you and for me.
是一个驳不倒的历史的事实。
And this is an undeniable historical fact.
也因着这个根基。
And because of this foundation, we have received peace and joy.
才是这么的真实。
And that is why this is so real.
是人和环境所不能够夺去的。
This is something that circumstances and people cannot take away.
听到我舅舅去世的消息。
When we heard about my uncle passing away,
我也完全没有了我外婆去世的时候。
It was nothing like when my grandmother passed away.
那个没有出路，找不到问题答案的感觉。
That emptiness, that searching for answers.
虽然呢，我也舍不得，眼泪呢也止不住的掉下来。
Even though I was, it was sad, I was unwilling, and I was shedding tears.
但更多的是内心的一个平安。
But yet, in my heart, there was a peace.
而且有一种很奇怪但又很真实的感觉。
And there was a very strange but very real emotion.
就是舅舅不过是暂时去了一个远方。
Which is that my uncle was only temporarily going somewhere far.
不久我们就要再相聚。
And very soon we will again meet with him.
因着同样相信耶稣基督的缘故。
Because we both have believed in Jesus.
我也确实的相信，也知道。
I am sure, and I am absolutely sure.
有一天我们还能够在主里面，能够再见面。
That one day in Christ, in Jesus, we can again meet.
这一次只是暂时的离别。
This is only a temporary farewell.
这是非常真实的盼望。
This is a very real hope.
感谢主，我的舅舅抓住了最后的机会，相信了主。
We thank God that my uncle took this last opportunity and believed in Jesus.
但美中不足的是，他是在人生最末了的时候才相信。
But what was sad was it was only in this most desperate time when he thought of Jesus.
其实这个复活的生命
，Truly, actually, this resurrection life
不仅能够带领我们战胜死亡的恐惧
，It not only can bring us through the fear of death，
有了永生的盼望
，Not only gives us this eternal life，
而且能够让我们在今生。
But allows us in this current life
就经历主耶稣十字架上全备的拯救
to experience the salvation that Jesus' cross can bring.
因为这个复活的生命在我们里面会长
because this resurrection life in us will grow.
而生命的成长是带来无限生机的
and this growth is full.
这个生命呢也能够矫正我们人生追求的方向和目标
and this life can also give us our life's purpose and direction.
假设我们把时间的尽头转向我们即将离开人世的那一刻。
Imagine we turn our eyes to when we will leave this earth.
我知道我们平时我们很少会这么想。
I know most of us would never think about this.
但是我们也确实的知道有一天我们都要面对那一个时刻。
But we know for certain every one of us will meet that day when we will die.
我们都会有比较清醒的认识。
And we will have a clear knowledge of this.
凡是带不到死亡之后的东西，都不是我们真正值得追求的东西。
All those things that we cannot bring with us after we die are truly not things that are worth pursuing.
我们当中有一个老姐妹。
There's an elderly sister in our church.
她现在因为年纪和身体的缘故。
Because of her age and because of her body's condition.
她住进了养老院。
She's living in a nursing home.
她是大家所尊敬和亲爱的。
She is someone who all of us respect and love.
我最近去看她的时候。
When recently I went to visit her.
他就谆谆地告诫我。
So she strictly told me.
他说不要爱这世界上和世界上人的事。
Do not love this world like how people in this world love it.
当他八九十岁的这个时间，他的这些岁月、人生的经历沉淀下来的时候。
When she at age 80, 90, when she has already experienced all this life.
他留给晚辈的。
What she can say.
就是你要知道你追求的是什么。
Is.As advice is that you must know what you are pursuing.
他跟我说。
She told me.
人若赚得全世界。
If someone gains the whole world.
赔上自己的生命。
and gives up his own life,
有什么益处呢？
What use is that?
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can a person take in exchange for his own life?
这是在马太福音十六章第二十六节。
This is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
的确，这世界和世界上的人和事都要过去。
Truly, everything in this world and the people in this world will pass.
但感谢主。
But praise God.
神儿女这个里面的这个生命是一个永远的生命，是一个无限的生命。
The life that is in us is an eternal life.
是值得我们去追求的。
It is worth for us to pursue.
我们地上的事物和目标。
Our purpose on earth.
往往我们得到之后，我们就会觉得也不过如此。So what?
Our goals that we are trying to gain after we gain them, we'll say so what.
但主耶稣给我们的这个生命却不是这样。
But the life that God gives us, it doesn't do this when we
obtain it. 那是有着无限的盼望和追求的。
It has an eternal hope. It has an eternal pursuit.
这个生命在我们里面会长。
This life in us will grow.
我们会越来越像我们的救主耶稣。
We'll become more and more like our Lord Jesus.
可以像他那样全然的美丽和全然的圣洁。
We'll be as beautiful as Him, as wonderful as Him.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
这个生命还带领我们进入神的家。
This life also leads us into God's home.
耶稣基督的丰富。
Jesus' fullness.
实在不是我们个人有限的经历能够品尝和体验的。
It's truly not something us limited humans can understand or fully experience.
就像我在我二舅舅得救的这件事情上。
Just like how my second uncle was saved.
我和弟兄姐妹一起祷告，一起经历。
Me and the brothers and sisters here, we pray together, we experience this together.
我们和弟兄姐妹一样，都有一个复活的生命。
Us with all the brothers and sisters here have the same resurrection life.
我们同有一位在天上的父。
We have the same Father in heaven.
我们生命里面是有连接的。
Our lives are connected.
神就是要把我们建造在一起。
God wants to build us together.
他要让我们一同经历他的丰富。
He wants us to experience his fullness together.
经历他的建造。
Experience his building.
我们要成为他的家。
We are to become built into his home.
他的殿。
Into his temple.
成为他的身体。
Into his body,
也成为他的心腹
and become his bride,
一起仰望等候他的回来
together wait for his return.
亲爱的朋友，不要再等了
Dear friend, let's not wait any longer.
今天就是一个机会了
Today is an opportunity.
信耶稣得永生
Believing in Jesus, receiving eternal life.
这个复活的生命在我们里面是会让我们欢喜跳跃的
This eternal life in us will make you dance for joy.
这个复活的生命是值得我们去拥有并竭力追求的
This eternal life is worth it for us to pursue and us to obtain.
愿神向你的心说话。
May God speak to your heart.
愿你们早日像我们一样。
May you sooner become like us.
得着这个复活得胜的生命。
Receiving this eternal life.
并经历这个生命。
And experiencing this life.
他的复活。
His resurrection.
他的活力。
His life.
他的喜乐。
His joy.
他的丰富。
His fullness.
还有他的盼望。
And his hope.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我想我们今天跟大家分享的目的啊，就是希望今天来的朋友们啊，能够相信耶稣基督，相信他是神的儿子。
I think the reason why we're sharing today is that we hope that our friends here would be able to hear about the salvation from Jesus and to believe in Him.
相信，因为相信他，我们就可以从他得生命。
That through believing in Him, we can receive life.
啊，我们的生命就会发生极大的改变。
And our lives will have a great change.
就像我们刚才圣经说的，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗
？Just like what the Bible said earlier, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he is dead, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
啊，我现在想问一下今天来的朋友们。
And now I want to ask the friends who are here.
你愿意相信耶稣基督，愿意让他做你个人生命的救主吗
？Are you willing to believe in Jesus to make him your personal Lord and Savior？
啊，如果愿意相信的话，请你把手举一下。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
啊，这个举手不是举给我看的，也不是举给别人看的。
This raising of hand isn't for me to see. It isn't for other people to see.
乃是举给在天上的父神和主耶稣基督看的。
But it's raising it to show God in heaven.
啊，神是非常希望我们能够接受他， 凭着简单的信心就能够接受他作为个人生命的救主。
God wants us to believe in him through simple faith for him to be our savior.
只要我们愿意接受，我们愿意简单的相信，我们的生命就会发生极大的改变。
As long as we are willing to believe, our lives will experience a great change.
这是非常真实的事情。
It's a very real thing.
我们只需要凭着简单的相信。
We only need to believe very simply.
只要我们的心愿意向神打开，
if our hearts are open to God,
神就会在我们的身上做奇妙的工作。
God will then do amazing works in our lives.
神在等待我们。
God is waiting for us.
神希望我们都能够愿意接受他，都能够成为神的儿女。
God wants all of us to be able to accept him, to become his children.
所以我盼望朋友们能够把握这个宝贵的机会。
So I hope, friends will take this opportunity.
好，我们来唱一首诗歌，就是刚才我们姐妹分享的诗歌98首。美哉善哉羔羊的新歌，我们只唱前三节。
So let's sing hymn 98, the grand new, wonderful grand new song of the Lamb, and we'll just sing the first 3 stanzas.
在山在羔羊的新歌，我有归处，荣有归处，马儿伏于胎，心在心中，荣耀至高的主，耶稣基督降生下土，离去尊荣是为救赎，如此奇恩举世皆无，敌人也会感激我，大声赞美，口唱连心歌，荣耀归主，荣耀归主，以万物此学歌，荣耀至高的主。听那歌声由天飘扬来，荣耀归主，荣耀归主，他就是光，他也就是爱，荣耀至高的主。世界所有悲伤泪眼，一生一起不完罪人，完全不管你是谁人，他都以为还债，他生的美口唱烈心歌，荣耀归主，荣耀归主， Never the way 无私学科，荣耀至高的主。听刚刚的一声赞美歌，荣耀归主，荣耀归主，你主联合我们一而活，荣耀至高的主。我们已在坟墓那边，你在谁望不到地点，仇敌浮沉红海中间，如此生意的把握，下生赞美口唱连心唱，荣耀归主，荣耀归主，自古以来无此诗歌，荣耀至高的主。
好，我们一起来祷告啊，请大家低头闭眼睛。
Let's all pray together. Everyone close your eyes and bow your heads.
好，我想在祷告之前，我还是再问一次啊，我们在座的啊朋友们，亲爱的朋友们啊，如果你目前还没有接受耶稣基督作为你个人生命的救主啊，如果你愿意相信的话，请你简单的举手表示一下。
So before we pray, I want to again give this invitation that if you have not believed in Jesus and you would like to receive him, you can please raise your hand.
这是一个信心的表示。
This is an action of faith.
我们只要愿意相信，我们就能够得到这个宝贵的救恩。
If we are willing to believe, we can receive this salvation.
就能够得到这个复活的生命。
We can receive this risen life.
这个复活的生命是何等的真实。
This life is so real.
我们这么多弟兄姐妹都可以为这个复活生命做见证。
So many brothers and sisters can give a witness of this risen life.
我也何等盼望今天来的朋友们简单的相信就能够得到这个复活的生命。
And I really hope that our friends who come here today through simple faith can receive this life.
当初那些跟随主耶稣的人他们见到主耶稣他自己肉身他们相信了遇见那个复活的主亲眼看见他们相信了。
Those who follow Jesus, when they saw that the resurrected Jesus and saw his body alive, they believed. They saw with their eyes and believed.
但是主耶稣今天说，没有看见他的，就相信了，你们是有福的。
But Jesus says that if you have not seen him, but yet you believe, you are blessed.
所以我们盼望能够朋友们能够得到这个福气。
So we pray that our friends here can receive this blessing.
只要我们愿意相信。
As long as you're willing to believe.
主耶稣一直在他呼召我们，他用他的爱来呼召我们。
Jesus is always calling us. He's using his love to call us.
他愿意我们相信他。
He wants us to believe in him.
愿意能够让我们能够成为他的儿女。
He's willing to make us his children.
愿意我们能够得到那个我们在世界上没有办法得到的平安和喜乐。
He's willing for us to receive that peace on earth that we can never receive.
所以我再次问在座的朋友们。
One last time, I want to ask those who are our friends who are sitting here.
如果你愿意相信的话，简单的举一下手就可以。
If you are willing to believe, just simply raise your hand.
好，感谢主。
Thank you. We thank our Lord.
好，我们还是继续等待啊。如果还有机会，我们请朋友们能够把握这个宝贵的机会。
And so there's still opportunity. So friends, take advantage of this opportunity.
神一直愿意我们相信他，愿意我们接受，能够简单的接受他，他就成为我们的救主，他就成为我们的主。
Jesus is willing for us. He wants to be our Lord. He wants to be our Savior.
我们人生道路从此就不一样了。
The trajectory of our life will be different.
我们盼望实在是朋友们能够把握这个宝贵的机会。
We ask our friends to take this opportunity.
还有没有愿意举手、愿意相信他的？
Are there still others who are willing to?
愿意的就可以简单的举手就可以。
If you're willing, you can simply raise your hand.
好我想主耶稣说我们愿意接受他的我们就可以开口来向他祷告。
And so Jesus said, if we are willing to believe in him, we can open our mouths and confess.
所以我现在我祷告一句，如果朋友们愿意相信的话，你也可以跟我一起祷告。
So now I'm going to pray, and if you as friends want to believe in Jesus, you can also repeat after me.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你愿意为我们的罪死在十字架上。
We thank you that you are willing to die on the cross for us.
并且你也为我们三天后从死里复活。
And that after three days you rose again from the dead.
我们在你面前，我们实在承认我们是罪人。
When we are in your presence, we truly confess we are sinners.
我们靠我们自己没有办法脱离那个罪。
By our own strength, we cannot get rid of our sin.
谢谢你愿意降卑你自己。
Thank you for being willing to humble yourself.
愿意来拯救我们这些人。
Willing to come to earth to save us sinners.
愿意在十字架上担当我们一切的罪。
You're willing to die on the cross and to take our sin's punishment.
你流出的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood that was flowed out washed away all of our sins.
我愿意相信你。
I'm willing to believe.
我愿意相信你是我的救主。
I'm willing to believe that you are my Savior.
你也是为我复活的主。
You are the God who rose again from the dead.
我愿意接受你所赐给我这个复活的生命。
I'm willing to receive this eternal life which you have.
愿你保守我。
May you please protect me.
我愿意成为神的儿女。
I'm willing to be a child of God.
求主带领我一生的道路。
May you guide all my life.
我们这样的感谢赞美是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.